KLYT. This is ABQ Connect. There is still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE.
All right, welcome back in to ABQ Connect. I'm Steve Ryman. I don't know if you heard at the beginning of the show, but Abby and I like giving stuff away, and we have a gift for everyone who participates in today's show. And I'm going to keep banging on this door until the listeners are involved in the show. Something we've wanted to make sure to do for a long time, and a challenge to you. You know, you've got a nutrition question. Let's hear from you today. And if you don't want to call in and be on the show, which you're welcome to do, and we don't bite, it's going to be easy to do. It's just a conversation. 505-338-5790 is the phone number to call. And if you don't want to do that, you can text. And Abby, I mean, you do your thing.
I mean, it's just as you said, I don't bite. Don't bite. But hey, actually, you should look at your text right now. We just got one.
Oh, you know what? I'll look at my text.
Well, let me introduce Jennifer, first of all. Hello, Jennifer.
Hi, Abby.
How you doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm so excited because we were just talking off air about the hardest questions you're asked as a nutritionist. And looky here. We have a question for you about supplements and vitamins.
Yep.
So, Steve, take it away.
I did. I found it. Okay, further, there's a two-part question. Is that okay?
That is okay, yeah.
By the way, thanks for being here.
Sure.
And this is going to be a regular thing. Those who've listened to Jennifer on ABQ Connect regularly over the years, which, you know, in the first show I did on Tuesday, I went out of my way to thank Jim and Peter Benson for the time they spent hosting this show and making such a difference in the community. We intend to continue to do that, and Jennifer's part of that, so... can we count on you, God willing, being back?
Yes. Okay. Yes. I love being here. I'm so happy you asked me.
So a two-part question or two questions. Let's see. Number one, is it better to get vitamins from food or from supplements?
Ooh,
I'm going to confess before we start. I take a blister pack of vitamins. Abby, nearly every day, I think, would you say?
I would say nearly every day.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. He's always like, it's time for vitamins.
Well, Steve, why is that a confession?
Because it's true.
Okay, no, I like this question a lot. So
you always challenge. I love the challenges that you say.
Yeah, I
love
do.
It.
I do. I like to get people thinking, really.
And Abby will tell you. We like thinkers.
Yeah. Well, and especially what happens with nutrition is we often see something or we read something on social media or on a website or something, and we don't think about it, and we think it's true right away.
Right.
And so that's part of my, you know, pushing back a little bit sometimes with you is because I really want you to think about that.
Mm-hmm.
But I do like this question a lot. Generally speaking, getting vitamins and minerals and nutrients in general from food is better. Okay. Now that doesn't mean that there isn't a place for supplements,
mm-hmm.
but we know that foods have what we call a synergistic effect. What that means is if you're eating, and I'll give you a good example that's been really well researched. If you're eating a dairy product for the calcium in it, you are going to absorb that calcium better from the dairy product than you would taking a calcium supplement. And we don't exactly know why, but we know that some of the other nutrients in that dairy food, like vitamin D, maybe the protein, maybe the combination of carbohydrates and protein, it's something about what is in that food that makes it work better in our body. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So that makes food a little bit better. But I always say, especially a good quality multivitamin is very good insurance. Okay. So that if you have a day or two where maybe you don't eat a very well-balanced diet, your multivitamin can fill in the gaps there. So I say both, but definitely if you can get it from food, it is better.
Okay. And actually, before we go on to the next question, I get it from a TV commercial. I'll tell you.
Yeah.
The guy who comes on TV and says colors, 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 colors.
Mm.
Is there truth to that?
There is a little. Yeah. So we have identified some, we call them phytochemicals, and it's a fairly new discovery. We haven't known about them for very long, maybe 10, 15 years. And we know that they are the chemicals in the plant foods that we eat that have some sort of antioxidant, anti-inflammatory effect on our body. And what we're finding is that different phytochemicals have different colors. So if you eat the different colors of fruits and vegetables, you're likely getting a good variety of these phytochemicals.
I'll tell you one of my favorites as far as that goes, and it's real easy because you walk in the produce department's full of colors. But the three peppers in a bag,
yeah.
You know, when I'm someone who's trying to stay away, from, complex carbohydrates, mm-hmm. Cutting up those bell peppers, they're crunchy like chips.
Mm-hmm.
They're flavorful and they're great for dips.
Yeah. That's a good tip, Steve, because I think it's good to know, like, are you a texture eater?
Yeah.
And if so, if you like that crunch, there are lots of great alternatives.
Yeah. You know, when I was a kid, I used to put chips in my sandwich. So, you know, something like that. Yeah.
Still do that sometimes. I loved like just a couple, you know, if Jim were here, Lay's potato chips.
Yeah. And actually, I forget what it was. My mom, has really been wise about her nutrition since the 70s. And I think I've even told you she's probably going to outlive me. I mean, she's the Energizer Bunny, I should say. Okay. Now, Jess, who texted in that first question, also says this, and I've got a question for you before we totally dive into her question. She says, I am vegan. Can you help me create a meal plan that will help me achieve my nutrition goals? Now, with that in mind, maybe there's different definitions, but for those who may assume they know what a vegan is, can you start there?
Yes. And actually, I just want to say real quick, I'm teaching a class on this in like 2 weeks, so people can keep an eye out for that. But vegan means that you do not eat any animal products whatsoever. So you're not eating eggs, you're not eating dairy, you're not eating any meat, you're not eating any seafood. Some vegans even go as far as like the products that they buy are not animal products either. But when we're talking about a vegan diet, it means zero food from animals.
Okay. So when we say products, I mean, they're not going to wear a leather
item.
Exactly. It's more likely going to be cotton or a hemp.
Yep.
Or
from a plant.
Something.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So can you help her create a meal plan that would help her achieve her nutrition goals?
Okay, so yes and no. I don't love just giving meal plans to people because inevitably there are things on the meal plan that they don't like, and then you're not teaching them how to do anything, right? You're giving them something and you're saying, here, follow this. So actually don't love giving meal plans. That being said, I do know that some people do really well with a very structured plan like that. And so I do have an option through another company, kind of a third-party company, where you can, you can get a meal plan that is specifically vegan. And I guess my follow-up question, too, would be, well, what are your nutrition goals?
I know. When I read it, I was like, well.
Yeah. So, I mean, and that's good, though. That's a good conversation for us to have because I'd like to know, you know, well, what are you working on? Because that obviously would make the meal plan different, you know, depending on what the goals are.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we dove into Jess's questions, which, by the way, yay, Jess.
Yay.
We have a gift for Jess. She's actually going to take off that. I want to see. Abby's showing me the book, A Life. A Life-Giving Leader. Is that a Craig Groeschel book? I think he did the Tyler Reagan book. Craig, I think, maybe did the forward or something on it. But we have a gift. Okay. We have a gift for you if you're going to participate in today's show. Here's how you do that. You can call and talk to Jennifer and ask your question, 338-5790. It's area 505-338-5790. And yes, we are taking texts, obviously. Jess knew how to make that happen. 505-585-LIVE. 505-585. And that live is 5483. All right. I think we're close enough to a break to go that route. And when we come back, hopefully we're going to take one of your phone calls at 338-5790 for Jennifer. If not, I have plenty to ask her about. Believe me, I have plenty to learn about nutrition. And we'll be back with more with Jennifer Bryant. And, of course, I was going to go to your website, just nourishednutritioncounseling.com.
Yeah.
We'll talk a little bit about that, too, after the break on ABQ Connect.
Calvary Chapel New Harvest is located in the heart of Valencia County and serves the community of Los Lunas and the surrounding area. They gather Sunday morning for worship services at 8 and 10, and the Wednesday night service at 7, led by Pastor David Maestas. Located on Main Street, they also provide programs for kids and youth. Find more details at calvarynhll.org.
I'm Kelly, your teacher's assistant for Bible School of the Air. The Bible and the information contained within is of primary importance and deserves our undivided attention. With all of the bad news, fake news, and biased news we consume on a daily basis, it's critical for us to consume the good news that only comes from the pages of Scripture. In addition to the daily lineup of quality Bible teachers heard on KLYT, we also purpose to create an atmosphere of learning while growing in our relationship with God. Each Saturday, starting at noon, KLYT provides verse-by-verse teaching from Chuck Smith, Chuck Missler, and Skip Heitzig. Classes wrap up in final during a Q&A session with Scott Richards. I'll look forward to you joining me Saturdays from noon to 4 during Bible School of the Air here on KLYT. It's tuition-free. Every week is a great week to start. You'll be glad you did.
On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect. There is still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
All right. Well, thanks for tuning in to ABQ Connect. Hey, listen, earlier in the show, we had several guys from the Great Commission Alliance. That was Nate Herbst, Benny Renfro, and Drew Hoy on the broadcast. To talk about the conference coming to Hoffmantown Church this Friday night at 6 o'clock, the Best Facts Apologetics Conference. And, Abby, did you hear who one of the speakers at the event is going to, the one that everyone's talking about?
Yeah, Josh McDowell.
Yeah.
And I've heard such good things about him. I have yet to hear him actually speak in person, seen some YouTube videos, but I'm very excited about this.
Yeah, and everything... as far as, any association I've had with Josh over the years, whether in person or on videos or books, is exactly what these guys were saying. This is just someone you want to meet and listen to and get some great information. The other good thing, what's the real good news about this conference, Abby?
That it's free.
Yeah, free 50 free, we like to say. So low cost. And speaking of free events... we're not going to spend a lot of time talking about it, but Jennifer Bryant is in studio with us from Nourished Nutrition Counseling, and I'll remind you, nourishednutritioncounseling.com. We'll talk a little bit about that in a minute. But one of the other free resources, Jennifer, that you provide to the community, along with Gina, is it Cordova?
Gina Cordova, yeah.
Gina is the Wellness in the Word weekends.
Workshops.
Yeah. And there's another one on the radar. There's plenty of time to plan for it.
Yes. October 18th, Tuesday evening, we're going to do another one, and Gina and I are just starting to prepare for it. So,
Is that a get at Trinity at the Marketplace?
Yes, it is.
Okay, and for those who don't know where that is, not hard to find. It's real close to the intersection of Louisiana and Manal. More on the southeast portion, kind of back behind some of those businesses.
Yeah.
But just do an internet search for Trinity at the Marketplace, or, of course, they'll find the information on your website.
Yep, that's right.
Okay. What else? Now, I mentioned that, the website. What else are people going to find? Talk about free resources.
Yeah.
Thank you for making those available to everyone.
Yeah, actually, I was just preparing before the show today for... my newsletter content for actually through the end of the year. What I'm going to do is I haven't done this before. I'm really excited. I have written so many articles on my website about how food and faith connect that I'm going to be doing a countdown of my top 11 articles that I've written on my website.
Oh, okay.
And so that'll be coming in my newsletter, which comes every Tuesday, and that's free. And so there will be a helpful article and then a good recipe.
Now, if someone doesn't sign up for the newsletter, is that something that they can just go to the website on their own schedule?
Yeah, exactly. I think people forget to do that sometimes, though, right? And so, and also, though, I think we get so many emails that sometimes it's hard to kind of look through all of them. But I really, really love to think that mine are actually useful.
Oh, yeah, of course.
So hopefully people would agree with that. But, so it'll be an article and then... And then a good recipe. So this next week is our final week in the series. We did a Fruits of the Spirit series. So how do those fruits of the Spirit from Galatians 5 influence how we eat and how we move and all of those things? So we're finishing that up this coming Tuesday, and then we'll get started with the new series.
I have a Bible question about fruits.
Okay.
Okay, there's the good fruits.
Yes.
There's the bad ones.
Uh-huh.
Are there any bad fruits?
No, not in terms of nutrition. I love that question, though, because I actually just had a new client a couple weeks ago who was just diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. And he said, you know, I've only been eating berries because that's what, you know, someone told him to do.
Yeah.
And so together we looked up what is the actual carbohydrate content in a couple different fruits.
Right.
And they're all almost identical except for bananas. Bananas are a little bit higher.
But there's a lot of great things bananas do.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that because I told you about my mom.
Yes.
She sent me a quick article or a list of all the things, but I was like, wow.
They're so good for you.
I think she's having like a half a day.
Don't be afraid of bananas.
Yeah.
But I will say he walked away from that appointment and he said, oh, I'm so excited to eat pineapple again. He was just so excited.
Oh, well, okay. So back to mom. Yeah. When I used to go to the health food store with her as a kid, you know, most kids say, mom, and they get a Snickers or, you know, whatever kind of candy bar. For us, it was dehydrated pineapple, or a bar, some kind of a health store bar. But yep, good things. And to this, I'm going to tell you, to this, you know, maybe this is something we can talk about. Often when people try to eat more healthy, whatever that might be, their taste buds aren't accustomed to some of the things that might be better for them. But I'm going to tell you, as a kid who was raised on popcorn with brewer's yeast and soy sauce, to this day, I'd probably eat it because, it might be nostalgic for me, actually. But
You grew up liking it, so.
Not at first.
Okay.
It was an acquired taste. I still haven't made root grass or the juice a regular part of my diet.
I won't ever do that, Steve. So
it tastes
don't
like
worry.
I'm eating the ground.
Yeah, don't worry about that one. There are plenty of other ways to get your vitamins and minerals.
Okay, so we do have another text. Let's go and let's see. Okay, no. Okay, we'll go. Actually, Abby, are you there? I'm not seeing it.
I am here. Okay, so I think this question is from Tim. And he says, how much walking is a good amount of exercise to have as a goal? And then he goes on and says, it seems if you do more than a mile or two, it doesn't seem to benefit as much as half a mile or a mile does as far as weight loss.
Okay, I was going to answer that before she went on. Can I tell you what I was going to say? More than you do now. Is that close?
It's close. Yeah. So it's interesting. There's so many things to say for exercise, and obviously it depends so much on the person and what the fitness level is and all of that. But I would say, of course, any kind of moving is good.
Right.
You know, it's really helpful to, like, if you're going to be sitting for long periods of time, to break it up and get up and walk, even if it's just around the block or around the building or wherever you are. But I would say for weight loss, walking is definitely helpful, but in general, you're going to see much more benefit when you really get your heart rate up. So if you're walking like up a hill, or if you're really walking quickly, those kinds of things can actually be more helpful than just, you know, kind of a gentle walk. And then also keeping in mind that that's a lot harder to do. So you can't necessarily do that for an extended period of time. So it's perfectly fine to do like 1 minute where you're going pretty quickly and then, you know, back it off a little and then do another minute. And we're calling that intervals, right? And so you can do a Google search for this. There's so much good research on high intensity interval training and the health benefits that come along with that. So that's one of the things I recommend.
Something that you said, in going through that, you, the two things that stood out to me were weight and heart health. And, to me, now I'm still at a place where, I'd like to lose weight. And I'm slowly, actually the one thing I think I am doing, I'm losing it slowly, maybe too slowly, but I'm losing it That's slowly, great. Which is kind of how it went on.
Slow is good.
But weight is a number.
Yes.
And heart health, you know, to get out, you know, I think I'm more concerned about, the things you said, getting the heart rate up. And I did learn about intervals at a time where I did join a gym. And when I started, it was a 15-minute workout on the elliptical. And it was a 2-minute warm-up and then up to the speed and then push and then pull and then backwards. And then and it was intervals. It was the heart rate up and then slow down and then a cool down. And, yeah, when I think about walking, you know, kind of the same thing, you know, to have a brisk pace for maybe a minute, and then slow down. Be careful what you do, maybe walk backwards. Just different things that you can do. And one of the, and Abby will testify to this that, and hopefully she's going to continue to hold me accountable. And I haven't been as good about it as I would have liked, but one of the things I started doing, we have a Frisbee disc course at Calvary, and I've got a couple discs in my office, and I don't know, it's been two or at least I got out there two or three times. Yeah, Abby.
Oh, he's definitely been out there.
Yeah.
I mean, it is still pretty hot outside, so.
Well, yeah, and I'm letting excuse. I kind of let the, you know, if I'm going to do it, I like to do it in the morning.
Yeah.
The other thing this year that's nuts is the mosquitoes.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm kind of waiting for that season to pass. So when the snow's here, I'll be out there in my galoshes.
Yeah. There you go. No, and actually, Steve, that brings up a really good point. Why do we make exercise almost like a punishment? Like, we can definitely make it fun. Like, what do you enjoy doing? Let's, you know, do that.
I enjoy doing that.
Yeah.
Just got to be careful not to throw it too hard at first. You got to warm up or you throw it, you get that tennis elbow.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, that's enjoyable. And I'm not even worried about how I'm throwing. It's just like, I'm going that direction. I'll go. And it's actually kind of leisurely. But you know, I did notice when I got back in a little, you know, I worked up almost a sweat, you know, which was a little dangerous in the morning when I'm going to be in the office all day. But no, I think there's creative things that we can do. And one of the other things I've told people, cause I've thought about a gym membership, a lot of employers pay, a portion enough in some, you know, some places for enough for a complete gym membership. However, I've kind of told myself this, if you're not going to open your front door and go walk up the street and walk around the park, you know, you're going to start spending money for something you're probably not going to do.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's important to find something you enjoy, you know, and like I said, any movement is better than no movement. And if you can get your heart rate up a little bit, you know, every day, that's going to be beneficial to you.
Okay. Back to mom. She said, use it or lose it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. That's right. And especially as you get older, did you know that you start losing muscle mass a little bit every year after you're 30?
Okay. Well, I've lost a lot then.
So it's important. It's really important to keep moving and to do some strength training. And, you know, it doesn't have to be going to a gym, but even like the old school calisthenics, you know, some push-ups, some pull-ups, some squats, you know, all of those things. Those are really beneficial.
Okay, so hopefully I blindside you with this. What are you learning about?
That's good.
I'm under the impression you're continually educating yourself about nutrition.
Yeah, so that's actually, so as a registered dietitian, we are required to do that. So I love learning, so it's not necessarily hard for me, but that's one of the differences between a registered dietitian and a nutritionist.
Okay.
Anybody can call themselves a nutritionist. A registered dietitian has to do continuing education hours. They have to pass an exam. They have to go through 1,000 hours of supervised practice before they can have that credential. So yes, I am doing some continuing education right now. I'm learning about women's hormone health and how nutrition affects that. And then I'm signed up for another continuing education seminar. I think it's in 2 or 3 weeks. And it's on gut health, which is kind of one of my specialties anyways. So, you know, people who have like irritable bowel syndrome, and the doctor says that's what you have, but then they can't really tell you what that means. That's one of my specialties, is to kind of help people get that gut health back in check. So I'm looking forward to learning more about that too.
Now, today you called me out on my confession of taking a blister pack of vitamins. And I mentioned how much I appreciate your challenges. And I'm going to tell you, when I refer someone to your website or to you, a couple of things that I tell them, I'm trying to remember, there was two distinct things. One of them was, both of them, cheating.
Mm.
Okay. You just don't have 7 donuts a day.
Right.
You might have one every couple months or whatever you feel is cheating,
right,
quote unquote.
Right.
And the other one is diet.
Mm-hmm.
That I so much appreciate what you've told me about that and what I tell people that you've said. I should just let you say it, but I want to make sure I'm hearing you correctly.
Yeah.
What I tell them is, look, a deer's diet is grass and leaves. Okay. Your diet is what you eat.
Right.
It's not necessarily this book or that, you know, not that you eat the book, but
right.
it's not necessarily this plan or that, but thank you so much for the insight you give to all of us. And you've encouraged me.
Good.
Will you come back?
Absolutely.
All right. Jennifer Bryan from Nurse Nutrition Counseling. Thanks for joining us on ABQ Connect.
Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.